The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com.
I just have to do it. Where else am I going to get the money? Nah, man, that's the one she wants. The Z1000. I know, man, I told her that. Well, it's one of two things. Her housemate has one, or she's become obsessed with this show called Street Hawk she found on the internet. She has a car. She wants a motorbike now. I don't have 10 grand, man. I told you already. This is the only way I can get it. It's only an open in the counter. I've been in open 2 minutes. Nah, man, you're thinking of the wrong kind of junior. It's the one over by the boys' school. I'll have a mask, it'll be grand. I will, yeah. Just keep that yourself, no, right? Don't let into the lad, you know, anything. It depends what I get, man. You might get no trip to Tenerife out of it anyway. I will, of course. You know I'm always look after you. Go on, so. Remember what I said, no? Go on, good luck, good luck. Right, this is a hold up. I want everything you have behind the counter. Here, put into that bag there as quick as you can. Don't press any alarm buttons now or I'll blow your head clean off.
Eggsy, is that you?
What? Load up the bag now and stop asking questions.
Your mother will kill you if she sees that it's you.
Come on, will you? Load up the bag there or you're dead.
And it's no way to be talking to me. I was talking to Trisha down in the butchers. Owen is after getting fierce with God bless him.
Look, I know what you're on about. Just load up the bags before I come back there now. I'll blow your head clean off.
Do you realise you could give me a heart attack? Here, come here. Tell your mother Pauline got called for the operation, will you, love?
Jesus, that's my love. All your magella.
Here, not this fella. No look alive to deal with. I told you to hurry on.
Aye. What the? Please, get out of Shea Connor. Put down that weapon.
Wait, don't shoot. It's not even real, man. Look, I got it in the 2 euro shop.
Put down the weapon. Sergeant Frank Danley, Garda Shea Connor. Put the weapon down.
I'm putting it down, man. I'm putting it down. I swear. Don't shoot, will you?
Your mother's going to kill your Jesus tonight.
Magella, please. Don't say anything to her, will you?
Just for fuck's sake. I thought you only done the old April Fool's joke on me.
I'm sorry, Magella. I forgot you were working, huh?
Put the weapon down.
Alright, dear, look.
Jesus, no, don't kick it.
I'm sorry, Garda, I'm just a bit nervous.
No, hands behind your head.
Like this?
Behind your head.
This way.
That's it.
Ah, come on, man, it was only a joke.
Right, you're under arrest.
My arm!
Give it over.
I really thought he was the one. Really, I did.
Oh, come on, love. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
You know I can't eat the fish.
He just wanted to show you how much he loved you.
I have the realization that he did, but he should not have tried to rob the monies.
Ah, come on, Anya. If you keep saving like you are, you'll have that bike in no time.
I know. I just really want to pass the other cars out and ride the motorbike like the street hawk. I am such a nuisance.
You're fine, love. We have to make sure you're okay. Listen, if you want to take my moped for a couple of days, you're more than welcome.
Thank you, Claire Bear. But I don't think Street Hawk would ride the moped.
You could always get a second-hand bike. Does it have to be new?
But the bike I want is for two hands.
No, how would you understand this? I'm talking about a used bike. One with a previous owner.
Greg's right. You could probably afford to buy Eva's version of that bike right now.
Oh my goodness! I didn't even need that stupid Eggsy. I should not have asked him to buy me the motorbikes. All men are stupid anyway. I will never have the boyfriends or the babies. All I want to do is ride my motorcycles into the sun. Even if I have to build my own wings, I will do it.
I think it'd be fun without Eggsy. Did he say how long he was going to jail for?
I do not care. He is a stupid man and I will not be putting my hard-saved money to get him out. He has to learn the lessons and realize that he is the criminals now.
Does she ever stop crying?
Shut up, you boy.
I need to go out for the walks. My processors are going to overheat in here. I really don't think I am in the mood for dancing.
How about romancing her? Give it all tonight.
Greg.
Anya, do you want me to come with you?
No. I need the spaces to calm down.
Here, don't forget your phone. Be careful and don't go wandering on your own for too long. You wouldn't know who you'd meet this hour of the night.
I will be fine. Trust me.
Morning.
Hey, you're up early. Oh God, is that blood on your lips?
Yeah, I'm getting those damn nosebleeds again. No, but yours, my room is like a sauna up there.
Oh, what's the temperature now?
Oh jeez, it's 29 degrees and only 10 o'clock. I should have told you to put some shoes on. I did the same thing a while ago. Jesus, look at that, he's going at some speed.
Doesn't look like a he from here. Actually, wait a minute. Is that Anya?
It couldn't be. She must meet up at the dawn.
Hey, you guys. What do you think?
You didn't wait around anyway. Quick trip to the bank, I take it.
The Z1000, eh? You were right. That's one badass bike. Where did you end up getting it in the end?
It had won previous owners like you told me about last night. I made the clothesline at the traffic lights.
Sorry, you did what at the traffic lights?
I execute the clothesline and now I am the new owner.
Clothesline? As in the wrestling move?
Yes, yes, yes! The wrestling move! I learned it at training. I should clothesline you too. You can be so stupid.
What training? I didn't know you were at any training.
So basically, you stole the motorbike?
No, I did not. To make this simple for your stupid brain, I hit him with a running clothesline. It is not my fault that he went flying. If he was a competitive athlete, he would not have gone flying. Now, he is the previous owner like you told me to buy last night.
Okay, hold up. You still haven't told me about the gym. Why do you need to work out anyway? You're a bloody robot.
I am so sick and tired of your stupid human brains. I am not having the works out. I am training to be a wrestler.
Wrestling? Ah, come on. That's all fake.
Oh, yeah? Really? Is this fake?
Anya, don't. No, that's my bad leg. Ah!
This is the figure four's leg lock. Are you still going to tap like the little bitch?
Anya, stop. You're going to snap his leg. Oh, my God, stop.
Woo!
Arnie, Emily, come on, get off him!
Look at my leg! It's black and blue!
How did you get involved in this wrestling business? It's so unlike you!
Another wrestler was at the community games in the park last week. She was there when I won the strongman's competition. Do you remember me having the talks with her?
Was she the one with the...
dimples? Yeah, of course. I would have thought she was a wrestler.
Yes, Jessie. She is the bestest one there. She will be my opponent for my debut.
Your debut? Already?
Yes, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. in the Sport Specs.
Do you have a name or do they just call you by your real name?
I didn't want to be just Anya, so I changed it to Sonia. Sonia Savage. Because you see tonight, Claire Brennan, you ass is toast. Once I lock in the savage cabbage finisher, you can forget all about being fresh and famous.
We have got to get tickets for this.
Never mind that. What about the stolen motorbike? Jesus. Oh my God.
Oh, Claire, you are such the worry wart. Worry, 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 worry.
I don't know about this resting card, Onya. I think they're having a bad effect on you.
I second that.
Well, I'll third that, but this is the double clothesline!
Ah!
Jesus, Onya!
Great. That's the second nosebleed today.
Onya returns after this short commercial break. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a Zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Parry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of Number One Parry Square. For more, visit oneperrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, perrysquare.com, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa. Download the Onya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Onya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Onya app today. For more, visit onyapodcast.com.
Okay, let's go over it one more time. I come down first. I'll spend a bit of time getting as much heat as I can from the crowd, you know? The usual stuff. Pushing the ref when he's checking my pads. You know the drill.
Sure, sure. And I will come down as the babyface. High fives and smiles for all of the crowds.
You got it. Lock up, then. The chain series we went through.
Just the basic sets?
Yeah, we can call it from there.
And then you get the shines, yes?
Perfect, yeah. Then you can cut me off. I'll call it for a bit. We double down, and then we get the swerve interference.
Okay, so then your bodyguards interfere and handcuff me to the ropes, yes?
You got it. Then I'll put the beat down on you until Lucy runs in for the save. She'll cut the cuffs with her wrench. Then take the mic and cut a quick promo about beating my ass at the next event.
Okay, I have that in the memory banks. What if I make a mistake?
You'll be fine. If you get lost, just listen to me and I'll call it from there.
Oh, Jesse, I am really looking forward to it.
Me too. I can't believe you are debuting so soon. You took to the business like a duck to water.
I am like the toilet ducks, but instead of being in the toilet, I am in the wrestling business.
What happens if she malfunctions after a chair shot to the head? Could she end up going on a killing spree?
That's why I came down. I have the remote here, and if anything like that happens, I can power off in an instant.
Can you get me a hero too? I could do it one.
No.
No, I haven't asked him, I suppose.
The following contest is a no disqualification match scheduled for one fall. Making her way towards the ring from Bel Air, California, She is the MWA Women's Champion, Princess Paloma.
She is hot.
Not in a million years that I thought she was wrestler. She looks like a student. And what do you mean by no disqualification?
She probably is a student. I think no DQ means no rules. Anything goes.
Oh God.
And her opponent, she hails from parts unknown, making her official debut for the Midwest Wrestling Alliance, Sonya Savage.
Wow, I thought Princess Paloma was hot. Anya looks absolutely smoking in that latex.
Oh, she really does. I'll give her that. It's a good thing though that the costume covers the control panel on her back. Do you know, I bet you they wouldn't even let her in the ring if they knew she was.
Why do you let her get away with so much?
No one has asked that question before, you know.
Well?
I do my best not to interfere, and therefore she'll learn for herself, you know. There's no point in me telling her what to do. She'll only do the opposite.
I'll take that.
Okay, good to go.
Sure, lock up, yes?
That's the word. Okay, hip toss. Oh. Ah! Wait, one more. Oh.
Ah. I know it's all predetermined, but that has got to hurt, right? Do you think she's okay?
Yeah, I'm sure to get injured all the time.
Okay, now whip me into a turnbuckle and follow it up with a running clothesline.
Oh! Jesus, she almost took her head off.
What's she doing now? She's leaving the ring.
She's got to get something. Oh wait, there you go. It's a steel chair.
Is she taking a break? I suppose that's the end of the round then, yeah?
There are no rounds in pro wrestling. She picked up the chair to use as a weapon.
Showboating up on the turnbuckle. She needs to pin me.
I gotcha. Come on, get down from there. Go for the pin. One, two.
Ah! Stay down!
One, two.
Ah! Damn it!
Okay, I'm gonna cut you with the low blow and then get some crowd heat. Then we'll double down. That will cue my bodyguards to run down and interfere.
Okay. Got it!
I think it's a good thing she's a robot.
I don't think any of the female wrestlers would be having kids after a shot like that.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad I'm not in there, that's for sure. Hey! Wait! That's unfair! Paloma's bodyguard just hit Donnie up. Why is the ref looking the other way? Hey! Ref! Turn around!
Relax, relax. It's just part of the show.
Oh, of course. Sorry. This got wrapped up in the drama.
Anya just took out two of Princess Paloma's bodyguards.
Wait! Here comes a bunch more running to the ring.
Whoa. How many bodyguards does a princess need?
No, you don't!
Really ripping it up there. That's 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bodyguards.
Look, don't panic. Something's telling me that this isn't part of the show. Those guys aren't wrestlers. They're real cops. Look, your man there is waving his girl ID and he's trying to stop her. But I tried him out. Maybe I could pipe her down or shut her down or something.
That might be a good idea.
Oh, what? Oh my God, feck. I just remembered. I gave the batteries to Ornia to power her laughing monkey.
And I threw the batteries over the wall. That thing was driving me nuts.
I thought I called you to stay out of trouble.
Oh, Robocop! I never knew you were the wrestlers.
Do I look like a wrestler? Will you get down out of it?
Come in. I will put you in the figure four legs lock.
You're under arrest again for the theft of a motorcycle. Now get down out of that ring and step back in the clown.
But I...
You'd want to step back in the maggot now, would you hear me?
Oh, I thought we were friends, no?
Hands behind the back, so... You're a nuisance of a young one.
But I am the baby faces. The crowd loves me.
Good people don't steal from other people. And that motorbike is classified as stolen goods. Oh, look, come on out of it.
Thank you so much for paying my bills. I will go to the banks and pay you back in full.
There's no rush with that. I'm just glad they didn't keep you in.
I am so sorry for ruining the title match. At least we can pick up where we left off next week.
Well, this is the problem. Shawnee doesn't want you back. He said that you've tarnished the company's reputation.
Oh no! Poor Shawnee! I would never have taken the motorcycle.
It's okay, don't cry. There are plenty of other wrestling promotions. You've got a reputation as a legit badass now. You'll have no issues getting work.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose you hate me too. I have ruined our storylines, and now they will have to rearrange the fight dates.
I don't hate you. In fact, my feelings for you couldn't be further from the word hate.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, Wowsy, you're such a good friend.
You know what? The only date I'm concerned about is a date with you. What do you say?